talking to people about how to do business with the government. It takes a lot. You know, any company can play, but most companies are not going to do it.
So tell people what will they learn in this book? Is this book for people who have been in the market for a while, or is this people new to the market? Who's this for?
Initially, I was writing for C-levels novice to the government market. So people running a business, they haven't done business with the government before, they've heard about it, but really didn't know where to get started.
Right.
So it was written for that, but I've heard from
those
a bunch
who just come in and say, oh, the government's just another vertical. We'll just jump in and do this. We don't need a different government team. We
exactly. Can just do it or people who say, I've heard the horror stories, I'm not coming in.
Right.
So, but I've heard from a number of people, market pros who've read the book since it's been out, and they say, you know, this is good for anybody. So, all of the above.
So give us a couple of what are the biggest misconceptions that people have about the government? Particularly, I mean, I know I talk to a lot of folks and they say, no, I'd never do that. The government's too complex.
It is complex. But, you know, when you look at the government as one entire beast, it is mystifying. It is awesome. It's scary. Basically, but when you niche it down, it is a bunch of market segments within. There's transportation, there's IT, there's buildings, there's various green activities, all of this stuff. So your industry is in there somewhere. And basically, they speak sort of the same language. We do have our own language in the government, and I've got a 40-page index to or a appendix to prove it.
Yeah.
The glossary is huge,
and
it could be bigger.
And that feels very, I think that can be very intimidating to people. They hear all this acronym and this, you know, GIPRA and FAR and all those kinds of things. And they go, why do I want to deal with that?
Right. Well, you know, but every niche has its own language.
Right.
So if you're coming in here, you have to learn a language.
Right.
Number one, if you don't speak the language, you're going to sound like a novice and people are going to dismiss you, you know, literally out of hand.
And it sounds like, and then it makes it sound like you just don't care about what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't go into the banking industry or REITs, you know, real estate investment trusts, right, without understanding what exactly these things are and how to speak.
You and I have known each other for a long time, and one of the things that you've always said is that you're always surprised when marketers come market and they end up talking about themselves,
mm-hmm,
rather than talking about their customer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the biggest mistake that folks make?
It is. It's never about you. It's about what your product or service can do to enhance the ability of government to perform its mission. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who think there are stars in the market. No, the market is a star. What can you do to make it more efficient, to make it brighter, to make it work faster, better, easier, cheaper? Then you've got something that may resonate with a particular client set.
The age of austerity. It's, you know, we're talking about it all the time. Does that change a lot of people cutting back on their marketing budgets? Does that make sense? What would you advise folks to do in this age of austerity?
Well, you and I have known this instinctively probably since day two. I don't know if anybody knows it day one. This is a relationship-driven market.
Yeah.
So relationships do not cost money to build. They cost time and effort to build. Add value where it makes sense. There's hundreds of venues out there literally on a daily or weekly basis. Find where your customers, where your natural partners reside, publication-wise, radio station-wise, group-wise, networking venue-wise, and get there. It can be online. It can be offline. But, you know, LinkedIn, almost 700,000 groups now. 700,000. Over 5,000 of them deal with some aspect of government.
Yeah.
Hello. There's groups out there for everything. And then you go to the live groups. You know, you get Tech America. You got ACT, IAC, PSC, ASBC. You got GovWin. You know, all of these really germane places, if they're germane to you. Start building the relationships. That's absolutely crucial. You're not going anywhere without the relationship.
And my sense about this particular market is that these are people both in industry and in government, government particularly, but also in industry. These are people who have are very passionate about what they do.
They care, you know, and that's one of the things that I really despise about, you call it mass media, call it whatever you want. Right. There's people out there and media venues out there that beat up on both government and contractors. But it's wrong. The people here, 99.9% of the people selling to the government actually want to help things occur. And the people they're dealing with on the government side, exactly the same percentage. These are, you know, some of the people that I've met in government have been making literally a fraction of what their industry counterparts might make, but they're there because they are making a difference. They feel they are making a difference. They actually make a difference every day in what they do.
And the challenges are so enormous.
Yeah.
All of that being said, the marketing world, I mean, we talk about all the change that's going on in the world, and it seems to happen so quickly, but I mean, I'm thinking when I, well, not even when I first started, but just take 10 years ago, where publications, I mean, this radio station was just barely around.
It was on the web.
On the web only.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has changed.
But it was a pioneer there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, just the how you reach out to folks, and what I keep hearing from folks who are marketers is they're looking for new ways of reaching out to folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they are, and you know, I have a whole chapter on the web aspect of this, and it's been fun and listening to you, especially in the afternoon. It's fun watching how the government is adopting various social media platforms, yeah, both on an intra level and on a facing the public level.
And some people, it seems, go all online or all don't use any online. It seems to me like one of the challenges is, you have to be everywhere where people are.
Well, you have to be where your influencers, your buyers, your partners are going to congregate. And that's both online and offline. And, you know, there's still some resistance in many pockets to the online networking side of things because it's still kind of wild westy to some folks.
Right.
But the simple fact is people are there. Every WashTech top 100 company is online. The Fortune 1000, you know, these are on LinkedIn. They're there. You know, I'm connected to about 90-95% of the WashTech top 100 through LinkedIn.
Yeah.
They're there.
It's so what's the get people to buy this book? Get people to read this book. What's the one real thing you hope they take away?
Again, I think it goes down to relationships. And in this book, Tom called it, Amtower may seem like he's name dropping, but he does actually know a lot of people. I do know a lot of people, but I've been doing this for 30 years. Tom's been around a long time. You've been around a long time. I not only tell you about the importance of relationships, I start to show you where you can find the ones that are going to be most germane to you, whether or not you're selling toilet paper or high-end IT.